Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm talking about the 10 ways you can tell if you are in alignment with God's plans for you. Scripture tells us that we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. That is Proverbs 19:21, the Message version. I believe that this is going to bless you today. Listen in. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Let's start out with this passage of scripture, Proverbs 19:21, and this is from the NLT version. It says, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." Here's the Message version. We humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. This is absolutely amazing. And I want to talk to you about that today, because it may not be a popular plan that God is giving you. For me, I knew what God was calling me to do, but I kept questioning him because I felt that it was too narrowed down, that in my industry, we call it niche, that I was too niche down. But every time I try to go beyond what God said, I said, oh, well, maybe I'll do this, or maybe they need to be a little more broader. That's when I was confused and I was back and forth. And when I decided to just do what God said and the way God said do it, even if I personally felt it was too niche, it is about God's call on my life. It has nothing to do with me. And when I made that decision, it was very clear, and I'm going to share with you the 10 ways you can tell if you are in alignment with what God has called you to do. So, the first one is that you're no longer confused. This was key for me. I was confused. I was back and forth, which is also number two. Number two is that you're no longer double-minded. So being confused and double-minded, they can go hand in hand. Scripture tells us a man who is double-minded is unstable in all of his ways. Now, let me explain that to you. It did not say you are going to be unstable in a few of your ways. I can assure you, if you are double-minded on what God is calling you to do. In other words, he's saying, for me, I'll just break it down for me. I love being transparent. So when God called me to the coaching industry, then that was fine. I was okay. But as he started to grow me and elevate me, he started to make clear the exact area he was calling me to. And in this season of my life, I am called to women who are desiring to lead women's groups, who are nervous, who are maybe over 40 and thinking it's too late for them to even start something new, who the enemy has just stopped and just keep reminding them of all their past mistakes, and that's why they feel that they don't have anything to offer. And so the list goes on and on. But this is who God has called me to, this particular group of women, like you. But when he did, I was like, wow, that is really narrow. And so I was broadening myself out. And I was just confused. I was back and forth between this and between that. But soon as I made a decision and I was in alignment with God, clarity came, everything. And I'm going to talk about those. Those are some of the other ways you can tell if you are in alignment with what God is calling you to do. Everything changed for me. Everything shifted. And so all the other areas of my life where I was kind of back and forth and double-minded, I'm one way one minute and another way the next, you know, one day I'm this, the next day I'm that, they started to line up as well. And I started getting clearer direction on those areas in my life also. So let me go back and I'll start over again because I know I kind of diverted there. You know how I am, y'all. So number one is you're no longer confused. Number two is that you're no longer double-minded. You know exactly what you want to do. The third way you can tell if you're in alignment is that you feel a sense of peace. It's just such a peace that passes all understanding, as scripture would tell us. It is just joy, and it's being happy, which is also number four. Number five is that your creativity flows effortlessly. You don't have to worry about, well, what do I need to say? What do I need to do? Or you know, what things that you need to do regarding what God is calling you to do? Because the ideas and the creativity, it flows so natural for you. It just comes natural. You know, it comes out of nowhere. You don't have to force yourself to do it. That's how you can tell that you're in alignment. Number six is that you're laser focused. I mean, you're not all over the place. Hey, this is what God is calling me to do. All of my energy, my attention, the things I want to talk about is in regards to what he's calling me to do, you know, and you're just laser focused on it and nothing is distracting you. Number seven is that you're confident. You're finally confident. I was finally confident when I made a decision. Okay, God, you want me to go into the coaching business and help my women, my seasoned sisters? I mean, it was broken down into the age group, what I need to help them with. And this is what God is probably showing you with your women's group. It's like, you know, maybe some of you have come out of abusive relationships, and these are the women that God has called you to lead. Maybe you're dealing with weight loss or weight release or something like that. And these are the women. You're going to know exactly who God is calling you to. That is your number six, your laser focus, and number seven. And then you're going to be so confident in it. Number seven was confidence. And, you know, you're just like, yeah, I can do this. Number eight is that you're going to be committed. You are committed to it. And when you're committed, number nine is consistent, and those two go together, which means you're going to be committed to it and you're going to be consistent doing it. A lot of times when we're not consistent in something, it's because we're not in alignment with what God's plan is for us. We have our plans. We're brainstorming our own ideas, as scripture told us, you know, and our opinions and all the different options that we have. We're not in alignment, and that's why we haven't been consistent. But when you are consistent, that's one way to tell that you're in alignment with what God has called you to do. And last but not least, number 10, is that you have complete clarity. You are clear, honey. You have a clear vision of what God wants you to do and how God wants you to carry it out. So let me just go back over these 10 ways that you can tell if you are in alignment with what God's plan is for you. Again, it may not be a popular plan, but it's God's plan. Number one, you are no longer confused. Number two, you're no longer double-minded. You're not back and forth with it. You made a clear decision and you're sticking with it. Number three is that you have a sense of peace. And number four is you feel happy and joyful. Number 5, the creativity just flows through you. Number 6 was your laser focus. You're honed in right on that. Number 7 is your confident. Number 8 is your committed. Number 9 is your consistent. And number 10 is that you have clarity. Woman of God, I hope this blessed you today. And I'm going to leave you with the passage of scripture again from Proverbs 19:21. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. And from the Message version, it said, we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. I hope this blessed you in some kind of way. And these are your 10 little checklists to just make sure that you're in alignment with what God is calling you to do and the women that He has called you to. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye now. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.